chúng ta sẽ được thầy ân tứ sẽ
and Mr. Antu will share the word of God with us with the title The Meaning of the Cross. And first going to chapter.
Vì đối với những người khi mất, sự việc của thập tự giá là như vậy. Nhưng đối với chúng ta, những người được cứu rỗi, thì đó là
He himself bore our sin in his body on the cross so that we might die for sin, live for righteousness, and appeal with the petition.
Cái câu này một lần là xin hội thánh cùng đọc lại toàn đứa con và thương điện. Chính Ngài đã gánh tội lỗi của chúng ta trên thân thể Ngài. Nhờ đó chúng ta
so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness.
Nhờ đó
chúng ta we have been
xin cảm ơn thánh cùng đọc câu kinh thánh này một lần.
Chính Ngài đã gánh tội lỗi của chúng ta trên thân thể Ngài. Nhờ so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. By his wounds we have been healed. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24. Now I'd like to invite Mr. Antu to come and share the message. Greetings to the congregation. Normally I speak softly, but now a bit under the weather, I think. Well, thankful because now I have met the family from Texas. And so I'm happy to see the family again. In this time of Easter, with the babies, there are two very important celebrations, Christmas and Easter. The difference between the Christmas, the non-believer also celebrate, they celebrate Christmas as well.
So,
they have Buddha figurines in their homes. And on one side, they have some scenes of the
nature.
But nobody as a believer, not believer, celebrates Easter. Why? Because Easter is very important to the believer. Now, the resurrection of Jesus, and today, you and me, and everyone else.
Niềm tin của chúng ta
đều là của faith is useless without the resurrection of the Lord. What we believe is meaningless. And so this morning, by the word of God, we will share the meaning of the cross. What is that? Because we are in the season of Lent. And so we will walk toward Good Friday, the day of suffering of our Lord. We need to prepare our heart to be repentant for our walk in Amazon
day.
It's a real nail, like the nail lived, used on the body of Christ. And every season, I look at the nail, and I feel repenting. And the nail is that very. And imagine all those nails, it's nailing to the body, to his feet, to his hand. And that is representing the love of God that Christ died on the cross. And this morning, the cross. And we are talking about those who have necklace.
And it's
representing their person. Some necklace or gold, very precious. And so, when a believer wears the cross, and this one represents a believer. So the cross has many different meanings to different people. On the cross, the blood of Christ was shed. To share with you this morning, the meaning of the cross. The first image, sacrificial lamb, that's the first image. The second was the bronze snake. And the third is the seed of the wheat. So we go back to the key verse in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. He himself bore our sin in his body on the cross. So that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. By his wounds, we have been healed. We are thankful because you carry all of our sin on the body. And through your death, today we have life. That we are living in righteousness. We are thankful because of your sacrifice is too great on the cross for us. We are thankful and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. When Jesus was nailed on the cross. And there's the breath talking about the breath of love that God has for us. So Jesus could bring the human race back to the Lord. And there's a vertical dimension talking about the you reuniting between us and God. And we are separated with God by sin. One, Jesus on the cross. The Christian has been born in hell in the temple. And so Jesus is the intermediary between the Lord God and us. So we can come directly to God through Jesus. And on the sea, and the cross, touching the cross, it is deep into the ground, but his feet did not touch the ground. And it has a meaning on his head. And on his head, the title is it has three different languages, the Hebrew language, the Latin language, and the Greek language. And these very popular languages at that time. And there's a name plate. Here is the King Jesus. King of the Jews. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But he himself is hanging on the cross. We are thankful because of his great sacrifice. That he sacrificed himself on the cross for us. And this morning, I want to mention three images that are talking about the meaning of the cross. The first image is the sacrificial lamb, the lamb of God. In John chapter 1, verse 35 and 36, the next day John was there again with two of his disciples. John here is John Baptist, not the Apostle John. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." John the Baptist has been sent to prepare the way for Jesus. His responsibility is to call the people to repent. After repentance is being baptized. And when John the Baptist did that, then Jesus came to also receive baptism.
Tại sao Chúa Giêsu lại
lại
tắt tên? Có nhiều người cho rằng là
It's not just for a model for us. He does not have sin. He doesn't need to become that. But the meaning of the baptism of Jesus is because the Son says, the Lamb of God, come, He would take away. He would be a position of a Lamb of God. With the Vietnamese people, there's a saying to sacrifice a lamb. And that meaning is coming from the Bible. That in the Bible, God sends His people to be forgiven. There must be a lamb that has no defect, no sickness on it. And when the lamb is sacrificed,
người nào mà đến được dân chúng con đó,
sacrifice the lamb and repent of the sin, and that sin will be forgiven in the Old Testament. So the image of the lamb is the image of the forgiveness of sin. So repentance comes the forgiveness, and Jesus comes as the Lamb of God, so that all of our sin has been put on this man. And when we repent of our sin, that's how we are forgiven because of this
love.
And the second
nói về con rắn bằng đồng.
Is the
love of
John chapter 3 verse 14, just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that anyone who believes may have eternal life in him. Moses has a story when the people in the wilderness they complain, they rebel against God, and God has sent the snake to fight the people of Israel that complained and that killed many people there. And so the people came to Moses and repented. He lifted the disaster from our midst, and God said, make a bronze snake. So whoever looks on this bronze snake will be saved from this. So this image, like Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up. Why? That Jesus is just like Moses in the Old Testament. Satan is a
snake
has caused Adam and Eve to sin. And the victim of the snake has entered the human race. And Jesus said, all the people of viper, the people of the viper, because we are carrying the venom of the snake, that represents sin in us. The venom is in the body,
in
the very beginning, and that is the original sin. Ever since Adam and Eve committed sin in the Garden of Eden, every one of us has that demon in us.
So
you could be that worship,
they,
you think that we are good people, morally upright, and all of that has no effect to take away the demon from the demon. When we are born, we already have a sinful nature in us, the venom of the snake in us. So we belong to Satan when we are in sin.
And
so Jesus must resolve the venom of the snake in the human
race.
Because we still have the venom, that sinful nature, ever since Adam and Eve. Jesus was self-responsible for us.
Giống như là cái vấn đề mà được sáng lập là chính được truyền nhiễm từ thế hệ thời xưa. Có một câu chuyện vui đó là
funny story talking about.
Nên chúng tôi thì
in my family, from my grandfather,
Representing
the truth. And so when the people and the women look at that prostate, they will be saved from the meaning of this name. Whenever we believe and look upon the cross, we can see the saving. Do you truly believe only Him, Jesus, the only way, so that we can have eternal life? Only Jesus is the only one that can bring salvation to us.
That
if you never accepted Christ, never give your heart to the Lord, and just like in the wilderness who complained that they were bitten by the venomous snake in that wilderness. And when you look and focus on the Lord Jesus Christ, we believe and we
receive.
The third point that I'd like to share with you. Talking about the seed of the wheat in John chapter 12, verse 24. Very truly I tell you, Jesus said, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. Anyone loves their life will lose it, while anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Remember the story of Nicodemus meeting Jesus at night? Nicodemus is a old Pharisee. Came to Jesus and said, how do I have eternal life? Jesus said, Nicodemus, you have to be born again. Well, Nicodemus didn't understand what Jesus was talking about. He thought that he had to go back to the womb of his mother to be born again. Though he may be able to enter his mother's womb, he wouldn't be safe. But what Jesus meant was, your own nature does not die, then we have to be born again. Then we have eternal life. And the wheat, they don't understand how can a wheat planted to the ground with some the wheat is still the same wheat when it's put on the ground and then the outer shell broken and then it becomes to take root and grow up. But here, when the seed wheat remains only a single seed, if it does not die, the seed must die. If a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. How? The Word of God reminds us we have to die our sins. We have to die of our old self. We have to die of the anger that our flesh will readily show if we do not die with our desire, our selfish desire. We will never be born again. And this is why Jesus said, our desires must be must die, and then the life of God will be in
us.
When Jesus was nailed on the cross, why Jesus pierced with a spear on the cross, and then water and blood came out of the wound, and our salvation is due to the blood of Christ on the cross. And the life of God is also flowed into us. We are thankful because of His sacrificial life on the cross and the meaning of Christ. But He must die so that we can live. He must be nailed on the cross so we can be lifted up. These are three images talking about the Hindu part. When we repent through the Lamb of God, we receive forgiveness. Of the image of the bronze snake, we believe in the Lord. When we see, we receive eternal life. The third image is the old self must die. Our old self must die. With all our desires, we must be broken so that the life of Christ can flow into us.
That's
all then. Now we want to share a short message. So we have many different programs. But I have a calling to each one of
us.
The Word of God reminds us. And sometimes we've been heard many calling, but we have not dedicated ourselves. Look at the front snake to receive salvation. Otherwise, the venom of the snake is still in us. Doesn't matter how morally we are, we still have the sin. And some of us here have not believed in Christ. Come to the Lord. Please find our pastor so that the pastor can pray in the second
calling.
The calling for all that are already believers. But this life has never changed. It's still not the old self to control us. Like the anger, the worrying of this life control us. The love of money, the love of possession, those are the things. It's the old self that we have not surrendered ourselves to kill all our sinful desires. Telling you to come to the Lord, repent, so that our old self must die on the cross of Christ. So when I pray, let's tell God, I have believed you so many times, but my old self can still control the Lord. But your blood. The human blood cleanse away, to take away all the old self, the sinful nature, so that the life of Christ can flow into us. Dear our Father, we are thankful one more time, Lord, when we understand the meaning of the cross, and you must die, so that we can have life. We are thankful because of your wonderful love, and when we look at the cross, we see your sacrifice for us. We see the love of Christ from a King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But you accepted to be a Lamb of God so that He, in pride and caring, all of our sins. And when we are baptized, Christ carries the sin of the world on your shoulder, and we come to you in repentance that all our sins are living. And you are the bronze man, but in the wilderness, and all of us has been carrying the venom of the snake of Satan without your sacrifice on the cross. And now, and today, we would not have can save ourselves because you have taken the, away the venom of the snake away from our nature. We are thankful because we have been reminded that we must die to ourselves. If we do not die of ourselves, we will never be born again. We from whatever we see, the life that can flow into us, so that we can be of instrument. May you remind us, remind each one of us,
that
we can still let our own sinful desire to control us, to let our sinful desire to continue to govern
us,
to let our desire of this world to control. May you save us. And from this time on, we give everything into you. We receive the new life. We are thankful. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.